French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is saffron. When I was becoming more of a chef than a line cook, I was beginning to take on the tasks of writing my own menus. I was living in Key West at that juncture of my life. Key West was a great place to buy certain plants, but unlike a city such as New York, we didn't have the exotic and rare places to obtain comestibles such as saffron in wholesale size and thus no wholesale price. I was trying to follow the great Spanish cookbook author Penelope Casas' recipe for paella, and no substitutes would be sanctioned. I learned that the locally owned and family-operated food store Fausto's did carry it, but when I went looking for it, I found none. I asked a clerk, and he pointed me to the cashier. I walked over and, feeling lost, asked her where the saffron was kept. She lifted up her cash drawer and retrieved a tiny plastic pouch and said, "Here, with the money." I got it, and almost feeling like I'd just scored something illegal, headed back to my kitchen to proceed in the paella. Saffron was introduced to Spain by the Moors in the 10th century. Its name derives from an Arabic word of unknown origin, zafaran. It is in the Bible's Song of Solomon, in Homer's Iliad, in Virgil's poems, and in the first century cookbook by Apicius. Saffron is the dried stigma of the flower of the Crocus sativus. Sally Schneider wrote this in an article in Savoir magazine. The highest government quality designation is Mancha, sometimes labeled as Mancha Superior or Mancha Selecta. An experienced picker can strip a little over 1,000 flowers in an hour. That would net about a quarter of an ounce of saffron. Think about how many flowers that is and how little a quarter of an ounce is, and you can quickly get while the price tag is so high. No machine has been invented that can do it. The human hands are key. Miss Schneider continues, saffron is comprised of long, flexible stigmas. It takes about 70,000 flowers to produce an ounce of saffron. The threads will lose about 80% of their weight in the drying process. 5 pounds of fresh stigmas will yield 1 pound dried. Once the long labor of stripping the flowers is finished, the threads must be carefully and quickly dried to develop their flavor and to remove moisture, which can cause the saffron to rot. The wet threads are placed in a drum-shaped sieve over a heat source, most often the embers of a wood fire, and watched carefully. My most famous soup is named Creamy Cracked Conch Chowder with Saffron, Citrus, and Coconut. For the restaurants, we make about a 4-gallon batch. The amount of saffron needed fits in the center of the palm of my hand. It is expensive, but a little goes a long way. It is like a magic act to watch it turn the whiteness of cream and coconut milk into the lightly golden-hued soup that the soup becomes with that infusion. The threads dissolve, and the soup takes on not only color, you could do that with the natto seeds and get a close approximation, but the enigmatic flavors that saffron elicits. Consensus is uncommon in that the taste is so subjective. For me, I get semi-sweet floral notes that progress to a musky perfume. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I'm just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron.